我们要继续讲这个题目，历史神学。
Tonight we'll talk further on the theology of history.
我们先看一段的圣经。
We'll first read a Bible verse.
我们看腓立比书第三章。
Turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。对不起，腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章
Philippians chapter 2，
我先读从第十二节一直读到第十四节十五节，请你们读。
We'll read from verse 12 to 14， please read verse 15。
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。因为你们自行事都是上帝在你们心里运行，为了成就他的美意，凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指责，诚实无伪，在这弯曲背脑的时代做上帝无瑕无耻的儿女。你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀。第十六节，将生命的道表明出来，叫我这基督的子好夸我没有空跑也没有徒劳。请你们，请你读第十五和第十六节。
So that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe, as you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing.
你们在这弯曲背谬的时代做神无瑕疵的儿女。
So that you may become blameless and pure children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation.
你们显在这时代中好像明光照耀。
That you may shine like stars in the universe.
在英文它的翻译这里说呢，你们像星一样光照在宇宙的中间，在时空里面。
The English version says that you are to shine like stars in time and space.
这是很伟大的一句圣经。
This is a great biblical verse.
我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主要感谢你，你已经向我们施下你的恩典，伸出你的圣手，对于我们说话，用你真理的圣灵教导我们你的话，教导我们你的事，使我们明白你的心意。我们如今恳求你继续向我们说话，继续向我们施恩，继续向我们光照，显明你更神权善良美好的旨意。求主在今天晚上用主你自己的大恩大爱吸引我们到你的面前，用主你的大能大力托住我们心灵身体，用主你自己大的启示的光照耀我们每一个人的心，使我们的理性我们的思想再次被你吸引，被你纠正，回到你的面前来。听我们的祷告，我们弟兄姊妹同心合意，奉耶稣基督的名吩咐撒旦魔鬼离开这个地方。我们在地上是捆绑的，你在天上也捆绑，我们在地上要释放你，你在天上也释放。求主你释放我们，我们不能释放你的话，因为你的话从来不受捆绑，你的话不受捆绑，你的真理不受限制，我们不能释放你的话，但是你的话能释放我们。所以求主你释放我们，使我们脱离错误的观念，脱离错误的罪的加制，使我们进入真理的自由。因为你说你的真理在哪里，哪里就有自由，你的灵在哪里，哪里就被自由。你的灵是真理的灵，求你使我们得到自由，奉耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿们。我们这边已经思想到基督成为这个历史的一个中心。
Last night we talked about Christ as the focal point of history.
历史的每一点都同基督发生的关系。
Every point in history has a relationship with Jesus Christ.
时间是基督所造的。
Because time was created by him.
所以时间靠基督而成。
Therefore time exists by Christ.
时间不但从基督而来，而且回到基督那里去。
Time not only comes from Christ, but shall return to him.
有是本意他依靠他，也要 归于他。
All things started from him, depend on him, and will return to him.
他是创始成终的基督。
He is the God from the beginning to the very end.
他不但创造了一切的存有，决定了他们的始终。
Not only did he create all existence and determine the time,
他更能在这始终的权柄中间，把信心放在我们的里面。
But within time, he can put faith into us,
使我们可以靠着这一位信心创始神中的主，依靠他仰望那美丽的将来。
But by this Lord who is the beginning, the author and finisher of our faith, to look up to him.
这位应许的主又告诉我们，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。
This Lord has also promised that the world and its lust shall pass away.
唯独遵行上帝旨意的人是永远长存。
Only those who do the will of God shall endure forever.
这个应许就成为我们盼望的一个根据了。
Therefore, His promise has become the basis of our hope.
我们的第二晚上是讲到这个回忆同盼望是永恒的两个功用。
The second night we thought about memory and hope as two functions of eternity.
你们这个版很好，粉笔也很好，有一点太好，能写擦不掉，是吗？
How to erase things off this board?
有一些人呢，就买一些粉笔，能买写不上。你们这个写了擦不掉，这个有一点像犯罪容易，要丢掉很麻烦的样子。
This is like sin. After you sin, you can't erase.
Technology 很高的国家，有一些事情 technology 还不够高，对不对？啊，我们继续讲下去。那么这个回忆是向后看的
，memory looks back，
但是呢，盼望是向前看的
，hope looks forward。
回忆同盼望都是违背时间的定律的
，memory and hope both go against the time。
比如当时间向前走的时候
，because when time moves forward，
回忆向后走
，memory moves back。
当时间慢慢走的时候
，and when time moves slowly，
这个盼望快快的走
，hope moves quickly。
看了多少人的盼望变成虚空
，but so many people's hopes became vain。
他们的盼望出于堕落以后人的愿望
，because their hope comes from a fallen desire。
他们的思想既建立于堕落以后的人的理性
，and therefore their thought is based on a fallen rationale。
但是堕落以后，人所能产生最伟大的理念、最伟大的这个思想、最伟大的盼望，如果不照着神的旨意、神的真理同神的引导的应许，一定落于虚空。
Unless a man's hope and everything depends on God's truth and guidance, he shall be in vain。
在神的旨意里面，神的应许里面，我们的盼望才真正达到果效。
Our hope can only achieve its true fruits if we base it on God's truth。
所以圣经告诉我们
，The Bible tells us，
这世界从其上的情欲都要过去。
The world and all its lust shall pass away。
唯独遵行上帝旨意的人是永远长存。
But only those who do the will of God shall endure。
那神的应许是什么呢
？And what is His promise？
如果你在圣经里面看到许多许多伟大的应许
，If you look at all the great promises throughout the Bible，
约翰一书里面把一个最重要的单一的应许吃下来。
First John has given us one of the most important
神的应许就是永生
，and that is His promise is eternal life。
神所造的生命归入神永远的生命里面，这是信仰的果效。
The fruits of our faith is the returning of our life that is created by God into eternal life。
正将神所造的理性归向神永远的真理里面，也是信心的方向。
To return our rationality into the eternal truth of God is the direction of faith。
这个归向就需要一个道路的引导。
And to return, we need a path by which to return。
道路不是出于我们自己的。
This way is not our own。
因为我们已经远远离开神，走在错误自己迷失的道路里面了。
Because we have wandered far away and away from，
所以这个道路只能主动的从神那里出来，不是从人这里过去。
So this way can only come from God's initiative。
这样呢，当基督讲我是道路，我是真理，我是生命的时候，就使我们的信仰归入他那个中心点里面去了。
So when Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," He once again puts our faith back into
His word。那些伟大的圣经需要好几个钟头的讲说，使我们看见整面性的、统一性中完整性的关系是什么。
To see this verse in its completeness, we have to spend hours。
那我们昨天有思想到，当我们能够把历史上的时间化成神旨意中间的时刻的时候，我们的价值就显明出来了。
I said yesterday that if we can change our time into a meaningful moment in God's will, then
这就是每一个存在的人对神的旨意需要有一个很积极、需要有一个很正确的认识的原因。
That is why we in our existence must have a positive and correct understanding of God.
否则我们就失去了我们存在的价值了。
Only otherwise we'll lose the meaning of our existence.
我这思想了这么多重要的事情,
we thought about so many important things.
接着我们继续要思想下去了。
So now you will go on.
就是对现在这个时代,
and that is towards this age.
我们到底看见些什么?
What do we actually see?
那么圣经给这个时代从整个时代的结局讲过一些什么话?
What has the Bible said about this generation and its end?
这是很大的问题。
This is a big question.
但是我们要把一些原则性的事情把它处理出来。
We must take care of some principal matters.
这个奥古斯丁的思想是说,
the thought of Augustine,
下一个世界慢慢就变成基督的国的,
as this world eventually becomes the kingdom of Christ.
那么这句话是根据这个启示录里面告诉我们的,
this is based on Revelation.
这世上的国成为基督的国,
the kingdom of this world shall become the kingdom of Christ.
这句话也深深感动了这个Handel写弥赛亚的时候,
these words moved Handel to write the Messiah.
The kingdom of this world. 当Handel讲的时候，这个调是向下去的。
When Handel wrote the kingdom of this world, the
kingdom of this world, 就表示了这世界的国度是向下的。 It's become, 有crescendo就表示变化要来了。
You see that as the kingdom goes downward, as the crescendo comes up, meaning there's a transformation.
The kingdom of our God and His Christ, and His Christ, 两次讲, and His Christ. 这世界的国成为基督的国。
Kingdom of this world shall become the kingdom of God and his Christ, repeated.
And his Christ, 这很雄壮的。
It's very majestic.
这种得胜的把握，后来这个主题的音乐就跑到贝多芬的第五交响乐里面去了。
Later on, this melody went into the fifth symphony of Beethoven.
我想你们没有研究到那么深了。
This motif became the rhythm of the finale of the symphony.
我要讲历史神学，不要讲音乐谈太多。
We're not talking about that.
我继续讲下去。
We'll go on.
那么这个伟大的得胜呢, 是表示整个人类历史的总结数。
And this great victory is the termination of mankind.
凡是没有指出人类历史怎么样荣耀结束的东西, 都不可能都成吸引人的文化。
Any culture that does not give glory to the termination of mankind will not make much sense to culture.
共产主义之所以能吸引这么多的人,
communism is attractive.
因为他们试探把这个人类后来要怎么样决胜当着一个很重要的课题来吸引人, 来继续人。
Because they have treated the termination of mankind in its glory to
attract. 预期到底能不能成就呢?
But can its promise be fulfilled?
它不可能成就的。
Impossible.
因为共产主义的失败不是政治的失败，不是文化的失败，是神学性的失败。
Because the failure of communism is not in politics or ideology, it is in theology.
Theological failure. 为什么这是神学性的失败呢?
Why do we say that?
因为他没有办法看见在神学中间神是怎么样处理这个历史的事件。
Because there's no way they can see how God handles matters.
他也没有办法看见神是怎么样造人的。
They don't know how God creates.
如果你不能知道一个人到底是怎么样的, 你就不能把人当作人来看待。
If you don't know how man came, we won't know how to treat them.
所以我请大家注意下面这句话, 神学是一件非常重要的问题。
What you to treat theology as a very important matter. Because it is not only pertinent to religion and the church, but a whole mankind.
一个心理学家无法变成一个伟大的心理学家, 除非他用神学的眼光去看人是怎么样被造，人的心理真正的需要是什么。
A psychologist can never be a great psychologist unless he understands how man was created and how man is created in his psychology.
Sigmund Freud 对人的认识是把 sex 放在过分重要的地步。
Sigmund Freud overemphasized sex in his interpretation.
他的下面的人 Alfred Adler 同这个 Carl Jung 一定要离开他。
That's why his two disciples Carl Jung and Alfred Adler had to leave him.
你不能用 sex 当作钥匙来认识整个人是什么。
Because you can't use sex as the key to understanding man.
照样你不能用物质当作一把key 当作master key 来认识整个人类的社会是什么。
In the same way, you cannot use matter or material as a master key to understand
mankind.
When you see how God has created man and how he controls the history and time, you understand. Too many people, in order to receive the PhD, tries to get a quick
route.
I have seen many seminaries, but not too many with a real theological
concept.
So we talk about theology, but we haven't really understand God.
特别是我们太急于制造所谓现在的教会所需要的某一种型的工人。
Especially when we try to crank out a type of worker that suited to today's church.
我们大量的制造 less product, so-called needed preachers. 所以我们就没有办法以基督教的精神处理整个文化的事情。So
we cannot treat the cultural problems from a Christian viewpoint.
所以我想我们在以后的工作上有许多很艰巨的事物要做，不是这样简单的事情。So
in the future we have a hard task ahead of us. It is no simple matter.
我知道每次我讲到的时候，我的听众可能有很少的人是实实在在需要听这些话的。I
believe that every time I preach, not too many of you really want to listen to these words.
我相信神引导很多人来听我讲道，不是没有。
But I believe that God has led so many people to listen to my sermons for a reason.
So 我还要讲, so I must start.
I hope that from you, God will move a few to do some important things.
这个阿古斯丁就从这个伟大的战胜的结书，当着他的历史观的架构， 他就开始写了一本书, The City of God.
And treating the coming kingdom of God as his framework, he wrote the book The City of God.
这个世界的国将成为耶稣基督的国,
because the kingdom of this world shall become the kingdom of Christ.
那么今天我们在阿古斯丁以后 1500年看，到底他的看法对不对呢？
1500 years after Augustine, we must say whether he was right.
阿古斯丁抓住圣经那句话的时候，
as he took hold of that Bible verse,
当时基督徒在人类的历史的中间是一个微小的开始，基督徒呢在这个世界的成就是小的不得了。
We see the accomplishment of the Christian as very minuscule in the whole mankind.
但是他已经可以看出当时的基督教比起使徒约翰写圣经的时候已经大得很。
Yet the Christianity of that time was already much larger than the time when the Apostle John wrote
from John. When
the Apostle John wrote, the world and its lust shall pass away, but those who do the will of God shall endure forever. Others say you're crazy.
这世界要过去,
this world shall
pass away.
So many empires were there.
你敢讲这样的话？
How dare you say that?
你是一个谁？
Who are you?
你不是一个药师。
You are John.
你这个药先生这么骄傲。
Mr. John, how can you?
药先生你做什么的？
What have you done, Mr. John?
我在家里你打鱼的。
Oh, I'm a fisherman in Galilee.
一个隐夫几两个，这世界要过去，我就遵循我这个上帝的福音的永远长存。
A fisherman saying that the kingdoms of the world will pass away, but those who do the world shall endure.
你不必多讲，我不必搞这么多，回去卖鱼算了。
You say, forget about all you do, go back to fish on the shore.
约翰一直 到这个奥古斯丁的时候，
but from the period of John to Augustine,
那一个曾经把基督徒挂在十字架上， 把基督徒点火烧死的， 把基督徒丢给狮子吃掉的罗马帝国， 已经宣布基督教是他的国教。
By that time, the Roman Empire that nailed Christians to the cross, burned Christians alive, sent them to the lion's den, had adopted Christianity as its state religion.
基督教从有非常谦卑的马槽开始的，
from the very humble manger,
结果被这军事上兵 接纳成为最大帝国所承认的信仰。
Be accepted by the Emperor Constantine as the greatest empire state.
这不是偶然的事情。
This was not by chance.
神说我是许愿的，必定要成就。
Because God said that which I please, I shall.
我是筹划的，一定要做成。
What I plan, I shall accomplish.
神是历史的神。
God is the God of history.
既然站在历史中间的人，要做神工作的人，一定要先相信这句话语。
Those who want to do the will of God must first believe this.
正像今天早上神教授告诉我们的。
Professor Tan told us this
morning,
man treated Christ as a revolutionary.
He
treated the Christians as
revolutionary.
All the Christians of the gospel had some ideological conflict with this time.
They were all
treated as rebels. Because God's word continues.
Today, what is the only edition that has
the largest number?
It is those who believe
that proclaim that they follow the
Christ.
We have
thousands of millions. More than 1,000 million
people claim that they believe.
奥古斯丁看到这句话要成就。
So Augustine saw that
this world will
kingdom of this world shall become the kingdom of
Christ.
And as they walk towards the promise,
so this 得胜的结束，得胜的终点的凯旋走去。
And he started to move towards the final point.
他立了他的历史论。
And he established his.
那么历史继续在走的时候呢？
So as history progressed,
天主教就很欢迎这个理论。The
Roman Catholic Church,
教皇说世界上如果都要成为我的国，每一个国王都要我摸他的头才可以成功的。So
the hope that great all the kingdoms of this world will be mine, all the kings have become, and I will touch their head.
所以有形的教会就站在所有国家的上面来操纵所有的政治的这个野心就建立起来了。
So the institutional church established its dominance over all the countries.
看得见的权柄要被建立起来了。Man
can what man can see, that kind of dominion was established.
No, 他 established the visible, 人可以看得见的这个权柄的系统。但是等到这个意大利独立了以后，把教皇定到现在 Vatican 这个几亩地的地方的时候。
When Italy became independent and took the Pope and put him in Vatican,
当英国宣布脱离这个意大利从梵蒂冈的统治的时候,
when England proclaimed its severance from the Vatican,
我们看见了这个又慢慢缩小了,
we saw their power
shrink,证明天主教对这一节圣经的解释法是不对的。
It proved that the Catholic's view of this verse is wrong.
是不是在有形的组织和人为的权柄上建立起耶稣基督的过渡起来?
God does not establish the kingdom of Christ on a visible structure.
耶稣基督说,烧刀如烧吧,动刀的要死在刀下。
Jesus Christ said, put away your knives, those who fuse knives shall die from the knife.
神的国度不是用人间的武力,有形的地位等权柄可以建立起来的。
God's kingdom is not established by power, knives, or firearms.
今天天主教虽然设计了许多土地,许多有形的政治的权柄。
Today the Catholic Church may have lost a lot of visible political power.
他们看到还可以宣布他们统治了超过7亿人口。 精神的生活,
yet they can still proclaim that they control a large number of people's spiritual lives.
福音的运动看见了中心点，乃是受苦的十字架的神修，成为历史的中心，从复活的大能，成为我们信仰和应许的保证。请你坐下来，不要走来走去。
The great power of the resurrection became the basis of his kingdom.
福音派的信仰的人看见了中心人在这里。
And the evangelicals saw the faithful being in there.
我们看见了不可看见的，不是看见的，是看见的。
We see that which is invisible, not that which is visible.
那么在奥古斯丁的这个思想，我们再把它再做一个检讨的看来。
So let's reevaluate the thought of Augustine.
到了20世纪，我们看见有另外一个事情发生了。
In the 20th century, we saw another thing happen.
就是好像呢，这个罪恶也越来越大起来了。
We seem to see that sin is increasing.
所以犯罪的事情越来越大。
We see sins, acts of sins expanding.
从前人偷偷犯的，现在公开犯。
What people used to commit in secret, now they commit in openness.
从前一方面害羞犯的，一方面不敢犯的，现在大胆犯，介绍人犯，还登报纸犯罪。
In the past, what they were ashamed of, today they do it themselves, they encourage others to do it, and they go to the newspapers and proclaim what they've done.
从前关起门犯罪的，现在用电视转播出来，他怎么犯法？
What was behind closed doors is now televised.
20世纪我们看见罪恶也越来越大起来了。
So on, at the same time we see that sin is increasing.
那你怎么解释神的权柄越来越差呢？
But how can we say that God's power is
目前的历史走向基督的国度的这个权柄往哪里面去呢？
How can you say that Christ's kingdom is expanding?
所以这是历史神学的问题了。
This is the question in the history of history.
到了一些不信派的人正在掌中这个神学的牛耳的时候，
when they
不信派 不信派的人,
when the skeptics took hold of the power in the theological seminaries, they did not have true faith and obedience. Yet they occupied a high position in theology. They said something that was nice sounding, but were against the biblical truth.
有关于这方面的思想，有一个 Karl Barth 早期的同事叫做 Gurgutten,
an early colleague of Karl Barth.
这个人叫 Frederick Gurgutten.
His name was Frederick Gurgutten.
这个人从 Tennyson, 从 Emil Bruno, 从 Karl Barth 在早期的时候是。 这个最是一个新的这个 reform 的运动，新的 new orthodox 的运动。This
man established a new orthodoxy movement with Karl Barth and Emil
Brunner。有关这一点，他怎么讲呢？What
did he say about this?
以后的日子我们已经看清楚了。He
said, "We see what is to come."
就是呢，人的权柄会越来越大，神的权柄会越来越小。That
is, the power of man shall increase, and the power of God shall decrease.
那么这个呢，在东方的社会呢，看也没有看到真实，也没有看到什么重要性。In
the Eastern society, we don't see much truth in what
is said.
But in the Western society, it seems like that.
所以呢，所有的跳舞厅越开越大，礼拜堂越来越小。
So the bars expanded and the churches shrunk.
大礼拜堂慢慢关门了。
The big churches started closing up.
大礼拜堂慢慢增加了。
And the bars started opening up.
所以，Frederick的思想就是以后呢，人的权柄越来越扩大。
So this man's thought was that man's power will expand and God's power will decrease.
Now,
how do we Christians
explain?
God said the kingdom of this world will become a kingdom of
Christ.
Yet on the contrary, we see that the many good things in the Western civilization were influenced by Christianity. Christianity has become an invisible social power and influence in society. Yet this influence is like an old mother had deserted by
his children.
In other words, society has taken the essence, the good things of Christianity, but they rejected the church.
这种很矛盾交错的现象中间,
so in this kind of contradictory interaction,
是不是我们走了一个不必教会只要有基督教精神的生活的人生就够了呢?
Do we just live a life that has a Christian spirit and that's sufficient?
是不是我们走回到世界所世俗化的道路我们就可以满足了呢?
Should we return to the world and live a secular life and fulfill their lives?
所以这种神学所 受的刺激的背景是我们可以看得很清楚的。So
we see clearly the impact of this theology.
我个人看这个完全没有解决真正历史观的事情。
Yet his view has not explained historical
secularization is not the way out to understand the history, historical theology, a theology of history.
世世化不能解释。
Religionless Christianity of the Bonhoeffer is not also the solution for this.
潘华华的神学也不是答案。那么这样的，我们基督徒应该怎么样找到最正统历史的解释？And how can we find the correct explanation of history?
我盼望呢，一个真正站在基督教立场思想的人，不能单单的很肤浅的、很简单的满足于他平常的这个基督教的思想形态。I
hope you who stand in the place of evangelical Christianity will not be satisfied with your present state. Some people will live a life of avoidance. They will not try to find a way out from the truth. They hold on to a few Bible verses with promises,
靠着感情的冲动，从那个气氛的满足感。
And from their own emotional outburst and their fulfillment from the atmosphere, unwittingly they have hoped to solve this problem. I have to explain why I say they have unwittingly done so. Because a lot of Christians are conscious somewhat that something's no wrong.
他又不能逃避，又不能面对。
They cannot face it, they cannot escape it.
另外一条路找到一种升华,
so they try to find renewed vigor from something else.
Composition.
Composition.
不是, 是 composition.
compensation. They try to find some compensation in other ways.
在那个生活中间过一个逃避的生活.
And in this compensation, they live a life of a
scapegoat. 有一些人呢，他们不满意现有教会里面死死的、没有活祭的那种现象.
So on one hand, they're not satisfied with a dead atmosphere in the church.
又不知道怎么样去找到真正的真理的答案.
On the other hand, they don't know where to find the real truth.
所以他在气氛和感情的中间走了一条没有神学基础的 charismatic 的生活的道路.
So in their emotion, they take the road to charismatic.
是不是 charismatic 里面没有圣灵的空间呢？
Can we say that the Holy Spirit doesn't work in charismatic?
我相信有很多 charismatic movement 的人，里面有一些人是在有圣灵在他们身上。
I believe that some people in charismatic movement do have the work of the Holy Spirit.
那如果你问是不是所有 charismatic movement 的人都是圣灵在他们中间工作呢？
But then, can you then ask that therefore does every charismatic have the work of the Holy Spirit?
我告诉你，大多数的人不明白是什么。
I'll say to you, most of them don't understand what it is.
是一种逃避性的气氛的中间。
They are satisfied with an escapism spirit.
他们在圣经中找到了幕后的时候，耶和华的荣耀要遍满全地，所以他们就相信，以后大家都要说谎言，就朝那个目标走了。
They read the Bible and they say, in the end times, the glory of Jehovah shall fill the earth, and so they say, therefore, everyone in the end will speak in tongues.
当知识分子从他讨论关于信仰问题的时候，他逃避说，这个都是怀疑的事情，就是从撒旦来的，让我们顺服，就在这个里面满足就够了。
So when Christians try to reason with them in faith, they say, these are all from Satan, these are skepticism, I want to go that other way.
所以新派的人用他们理想、菜、世界的和平、社会的福音、整个世界怎么样建立地上的天国那种空洞的东西来代替真理的时候，
When the liberals try to replace the truth with their earthly peace, earthly kingdom,
在他们天天的文章里面有世界大同伟大的理想，
In their many articles they express an ideal of the world as a whole.
他们越研究教会的神学， 拯救他们的教会就越空洞，越没有人。
Yet the more they emphasize that, the more empty that church became.
他们越盼望可以填满知识分子的需要，知识分子越离开他，越坏。
The more they try to fill the void of the intellectuals left them.
Rudolf Bullman, 德国的一个神学家，他说：“我想的最重要一件事，怎么样把古老的基督教信息向近代的知识分子来传讲。”
Bullman said, "I want to communicate ancient Christianity to the modern man."
到他死了以后，我不知道他讲了几个人知识分子，因为他信了耶稣。
After he died, I don't know how many intellectuals had really come to Christ because of him.
所以我对他的动机非常佩服，对他的果效非常怀疑。
I admire his motive, but I am skeptical about his result.
当第一次世界大战以前，
Before the Second World War,
已经有许多的这个基督教的思想家在讲怎样改造这个社会。
Many Christian thinkers had thought about how to reform the whole world.
当马克思还没有思想怎么样使社会更公正化了， 在进到共产主义的地步的这个理论以前，
Before Marx ever thought of this communist theory,
苏格兰的托马斯·克莱尔， 英国的丹尼斯·莫里斯， 还有这个20世纪初期的这个美国的这个罗森·布什， 都在思想这个同样的问题。
Bush from America had all thought about this problem.
不同的问题是基督教他们以爱去蔓延这个理想，而共产主义去恨。
The difference is that Christianity tries to use love to fulfill this unity, and the communism is based on hatred.
这个爱的力量太慢。
But the power of love is too strong. It is easier to see the results of the power of hatred.
今天人呢，你说你要好好做人，你要乖乖做人，他什么讲都不管，你把他打一巴掌，马上乖。
Today you say you must be a good kid, you must be a good kid. They don't listen. You slap them in the face and they'll listen.
所以有一个人到新加坡去，他讲一篇，他说 You Singapore very fine, very clean, fine, very fine, because everything fine. 第一个fine是很好，第二个是罚款那个 fine。
所以一个人到了新加坡，他什么都很好，什么都很好，因为什么都是罚款。你丢一张纸就500块钱。 You throw a sheet of litter, 500 bucks.
所以从前乱丢的人，现在一丢就看，这个不是白白纸，这是500块钱呐。
就收起来了。So those who used to litter a lot, take out a piece of paper and say, hey, this is not a piece of garbage, it's
500,000.
So how can you use the education of love to try to maintain unity?
共产主义者用强权来解决这个问题。
And so communism said, let's do it by force.
不从的就把他打死了。
Those who don't obey, kill them.
仇恨解决。
Use hatred.
一下子就解决了。
And we solve it quickly.
解决了吗？
Did they solve it?
反正是快解决的也快不能解决。
Those who are quickly solved will quickly come back.
这是很困难的一个事情。
This is a very problematic
thing. 人类的历史到底要走到哪里去？
So you ask, where is history going?
那么是我们怎么解释四章的国变成基督的国呢？
So now how do we explain the kingdom of this world becoming the kingdom of Christ?
岂不是在这个中世纪的时候，这个土耳其就是初期教会的地方，都变成回教的过去了吗？
Hasn't the early geographical parts all become Muslim countries?
初期的时候，这个七个教会是在小亚细亚，就是今天的土耳其。
Those seven churches that were situated in Asia Minor is Turkey today.
最先差派传道人出去传道的是安提柯，就是现在土耳其的安卡拉。
Antioch, the first church that sent out the missionaries, is Ankara of Turkey today. And once these countries become Muslim countries, they don't come back and become Christian countries. First and second world wars later, we see all Eastern European countries becoming communist.
Hallelujah, the kingdom of this world become the kingdom of Christ.
So when you're singing, the kingdom of this world shall become the kingdom of Christ, how can you sing?
神的应许在哪里呢?
Where is the promise of God?
怪不得许多西方的人就慢慢怀疑上帝的话了。
A lot of Westerners began to doubt God's word.
怀疑上帝的话了。
They began to doubt His word.
另外的一件事情就来了。
And another thing happened.
这世界的罪恶越来越增加的时候。
And as the sins of this world increase,
我们怎么解答呢?
How do we explain?
耶稣基督拯救世界，就从2000年前为我们钉十字架死而复活了。
And about 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross and resurrected from our sins.
但是今天人犯罪的胆量比过去更大。
But today, men sin with a boldness. Their sinful influence is much larger than we
want.
So how do we explain?
If we accept Godson's
thoughts,
so 世界是越来越败坏了,
then this world gets worse. Man's power gets larger. Man's power shrinks. Then how do you explain the unity of the Bible?
我告诉你，我听说。 这个Westminster一个已经退休的教授提过一个理论出来。
I heard that a retired professor in Westminster once advocated the theory.
这个理论可能也受了这个Abraham Kuyper在荷兰的思想。
This thought may have been influenced by Abraham Kuyper.
就是呢，这个Common Grace的思想。
That is the thought of the common grace.
请你注意这句话。
Take note of this.
什么叫做 common grace 呢?
What is common grace?
就是无论基督徒，无论非基督徒，都曾经同样蒙受上帝的恩典。
And that is irrespective of Christian or non-Christian, we all once accepted God's grace.
这个 common grace 是普及于万人的。
This common grace is general to all.
那么圣经到底有没有提到这个思想呢?
Does the Bible talk about this?
圣经提到这个思想。
Yes, it did.
最重要、最简单、最容易明白圣经界是什么呢?
What is the easiest verse to remember?
耶稣说日头照好人也照坏人。
Jesus Christ said, the sun shines on the good and the bad.
上帝降雨给义人也给恶人。
And God sends rain to the righteous as well as the wicked.
所以今天无论你是信的，你是不信的。 你是基督徒，你是无神论的，你都从神领受了同样的恩典。
So today, whether you believe or unbeliever, whether you believe in God or in atheist, you've all receiving God's grace.
这个恩典不是在救赎的范围里面。
But this grace is not in the realm of salvation.
这个恩典呢是在普遍的范围里面。
This grace is in the general realm.
在这个 general ground 从 general sphere 里面，我们都领受了 common grace.
And within this general sphere, we have all received common grace.
我很健康
，I'm healthy.
因为我需要阳光。
And I need to breathe.
这是因为神给我的。
These things because God gave to me.
上帝创造的世界太好了。
God created a good world.
如果你说这个世界不大好， 请你到别这个世界去吧。
If you say I don't like this world, then I welcome you to another world.
这个世界不好， 还有什么世界比这个世界更好呢？
This world is no good, then what is a better world?
这个世界太好了。
But this world is too good.
如果你说哎呀，乌烟瘴气一大堆， 不是上帝造的， 是科学家造的。
You say, but what about the pollution and toxic waste? God didn't create that, scientists did.
人把这个世界 弄坏有的，没有把世界弄更好。
Man has disrupted this world, they have not improved it.
人把世界弄得所谓更好，更多房子，是因为自己要住所需要的。
Man has built houses, more houses, skyscrapers, but they need to live in it.
这个世界环境，人有时候弄坏了。
Man has a part in disrupting the environment. God wanted man to do good in this world. And so he wanted him to open the land and to take care of it. And that is the beginning of culture to cultivate.
Cultural mandate.
This is in the realm of the theology of culture. We think the many good and bad things that science has
brought us,
and we see some transformation in this world.
无论科学家,
scientists,
无论非科学家,
non-scientists,
无论是基督徒,
Christian,
无论非基督徒,
non-Christian, we all have received common grace.
我们的健康,
is God's grace.
我们的自由,
freedom is God's grace.
我们这个所领受的新鲜的空气,
our fresh air comes from God's grace.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
上帝造得太奇妙了,
for he has created a wonderful thing.
如果你造得什么都好,
if everything is good about you,
你吸氧气吐二氧化碳,
you breathe in oxygen, breathe out carbon dioxide.
也造了树木也吸氧气吐二氧化碳, 那就麻烦了。
If God created the vegetation that also take in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide,
越来越多,
and carbon dioxide goes gets much more,
动物也死,
finally plant and animals all die,
神就造了你需要的他不要, 他不要的你要, 就循环来循环去了。 这个不是马克思, 也不是这个是安善, 也不是Pythagoras, 也不是毛泽东做的。
But God made things that take your ways and you to take their ways. This is not the works of Marx, Einstein, or Mao.
这是创造的智慧, 不是人的。
This is the creative wisdom, not from man.
创造的智慧, 从神来的。
The wisdom of the creator comes from God.
相信这个世界不需要有智慧者创造的人, 他们需要的信心, 比相信上帝创造是更大。
People who believe that this world was not created by a creator who is wise needs more faith than a person who believes in a creator.
因为神有智慧把这个智慧的形象在他的创造之中显明出来, 相信神这是很合理, 因为神把这样的信仰已经放在我们里面。
It is rational to believe in a God who is wise and created this world because he put wisdom into our hearts.
但是这个普遍的恩惠不是单单这个自然界的恩惠而已。
But this common grace is not limited to the natural sphere only.
恩惠包括了道德的良善的功能。
Common grace includes the ability of morality.
所以神把良心的功用放在人里面。
That is why God put conscience into our hearts.
但是人有人良心, 狗有狗良心。
But dogs have their conscience too.
其实狗没有良心。
Actually, dogs don't.
我们你的良心那是狗良心的，其实狗没有良心的。
Sometimes we scold a person, your conscience is that of a dog. You dog, actually dogs don't have conscience.
有人, 神把良心放在里面。
Man is the only person in whom God has put a conscience.
良心这个字在希腊文是synesthesis。
The Greek for conscience is synesthesis.
The Latin is conscientia.
In Latin it is conscientia.
是conscientia的那个后面那个字的 conscience, 英文就是co 加上 science.
Conscience in the English is co plus science, cosine.
Co-science. 那science是什么呢?
Now what is science?
Science就是我知道。
Science means knowledge.
Conscience是什么呢?
What does conscience mean?
The co-knower of me.
Means the co-knower of me.
与我一同知道。
The person who knows me.
所以你说我知道。
So you say, I know.
有的说我也知道。
Someone says, in here, I know.
你说在哪里啊?
You say, where are you?
我不知道他就在你里面。
I can't find you because right inside you.
与你一同知道。
And he knows with me.
当你说, 感谢上帝, 我要抽手表, 没有人看见。
You say, thanks be to God, I want to steal the watch, nobody's watching.
你说你的人知道。
So no one knows.
良心者,我知道。
My conscience is
my
know.
My co-knower.
This is your co-knower.
良心是神的道德性的代表。
This is God's representative of his morality.
良心是神道德性的代表。
Conscience is a representative of God's morals.
No, the moral representative, representative of God. The moral representative of God. 上帝把这个道德性的代表放在人们里面。
God put his representative moral in him. So we have a moral responsibility. We have a moral conscience. We have a moral sense of value. We have a moral judgment. And we have moral action. We have moral severity. We have these things because we were created in the image of God.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
这个社会还有许多人不信上帝,
so this world, there are some who don't believe in God who can still live a good life.
因为虽然他们不信上帝, 上帝已经把他们造成人,
because even though they don't believe in God, but since God has created them, God has given them this common grace.
Common grace.
Common grace.
这个, 普遍的恩惠已经在世界上,
this common grace is in this world.
无论信, 无论不信, 信与不信的人所领受的普遍恩惠是一样,
the believers and the unbelievers take from the same common grace.
不同的地方在哪里?
Where is the difference?
不同的地方的信的人他懂得感谢上帝, 不信的人说没有, 是我本来自己有的,
the difference is in the believer knowing to give thanks to God, the unbeliever saying I had it myself.
就是这样简单,
that's simple.
那么你是还要骂说你信上帝的是迷信, 其实你信, 什么都自己有,
you say that the Christian is superstitious. Actually, if you believe you have everything, you are superstitious.
我们正在讲话的时候,
as we are speaking,
里面怎么工作,
how our function works,
里面怎么样做,
how our body works,
什么存在,
what is existing,
消化,
what is digestion,
都是神迹,
all are miracles.
我肝病以后呢, 我就看肝有关肝之色的书一大堆,
after my hepatitis, I read a lot about the liver.
因为印尼的医生不爱从病人讲话, 我气得不得了,
because Indonesian doctors don't like to tell the patients much.
你一喊他讲话, 他就少赚钱了,
if, because if you talk to them, they earn less.
我心里想你不同我讲, 我就看书, 书同我讲,
so I said, if you don't talk to me, I'll read the book and book will say.
我看完书有故意再问问那些医生, 才知道他们很多已经没有读书了,
after I read this book, I talked to a lot of these doctors, I realized that they are behind in their knowledge.
现在很多美国医生也一样,
a lot of American doctors are the same way.
有的人就不追求了,
some people stop.
同样问题问几个医生就, 是真的医生是指假医生来,
I'm not saying the real doctors, I'm saying the quacks.
一个人带一包来, 第二天问, 吃了好了没有?
Everyone asks me the package of panacea and
what the next one. 包包都吃, 我变成又包了,
and they say, have you taken my medicine?
那么这个, 我知道的, 皮肤有2000种病,
and there are about 2000 skin diseases.
我到了研究里面怎么样, 自己产生 antibody, 怎么样去反抗, 怎么样去这个 recovered, 我发现, 哎呀, 这个奇妙的, 实实在在, 医生不是医我们的, 医生帮助我们的身体快快恢复他自己的医治功能而已。
As I read about how the body produces antibodies to get rid of the diseases, I've realized that doctors don't heal you, doctors help your body to heal yourself.
医生呢, 实在能帮助的少得不得了,
doctors can help you very little.
你越研究医学, 越知道身体是太奇妙。
The more you study medicine, you realize the wonder of your body.
这个都是 common grace.
This is common grace.
那我们有道德的观念,
and we have a sense of morality.
我不要说,
I don't want to do this
because
it's harm others, not good for me. Because this moral sense has been put in us by God.
很多的家庭已经乱七八糟了, 但不要离婚。
Today some families are all messed up, but they will not divorce.
为什么不离婚呢?
Why not?
因为最大的三个原因,
three major reasons.
Social pressure.
社会的压力,
第二个,
second,
the religious pressure.
第三个压力,
the family pressure.
家庭的压力，因为这个有孩子，如果离婚怎么办？
可怜的孩子，好了， 讨厌你是住下去。
For the sake of the kids, I can't stand you, but I'll live with you. For the sake of
the kids, 现在要离了，也要离婚了，再想想，等着上帝再罚我，是糟糕的，好，还是不离婚好了。
You're really mad, you want to have a divorce, but you think God will judge me for that, so I'll let you know divorce.
本来早就要离婚了，
you want a divorce.
我们这中国的离婚跟人家骂，一定带着话语的，但是哇，这算了。
And you think all the Chinese will look down on me, and I'm not good Chinese, so you should.
你不要以为两夫妇一直在一起都很好， 不一定。
So don't think that when couples stay together, it's always good.
上帝就用这样的可能性， 使人类继续保持道德的一些系统。
With all kinds of possibilities, God sustains the system of man.
换句话说， 人能犯的罪， 你已经犯的是更多。
In other words, what man has sinned,
no, what man can sin,
what man can sin exceeds what he has sinned.
人今天能犯的罪， 还没有到他要犯的罪那么多。
Today the sins of man has not reached their potential to sin.
我的小孩子小的时候，我都很严格。
When my kids were small, I was strict with them.
但是等第二、第三个起来，我慢慢不严格。
So when the second and third came, I relaxed.
所以人老了才生孩子有麻烦。
So when you get old, it's a lot of trouble to have kids.
老生孩子就太爱了，就不敢叫。
Because you're too old and you love them too much, you don't want to discipline them.
一直心长哪里会叫他？
Then you keep looking at him. Good kid, good kid, you never do.
我生第一个孩子是严格的不得了。
So my first kid was very strictly treated.
我的太太常说，你看第四个你就不像那样了。
My mother, my wife.
妈的。
My wife's not that old.
现在你已经没有那么严格了。
My wife said, "This is the fourth kid, and you're not that strict anymore."
我承认，是的，我没有那么严格。
I confess, I haven't been so strict anymore.
每带我孩子去的时候
，When I take my kid out,
我到公家的地方，我叫他坐好，不可以讲话，不可以讲话。
I take the kid to the public place and say, "Don't say anything, don't say anything."
从三岁的时候去参加布道会，有一次一连三四个月跟我在美国坐在后面不可以动，每一天听。解答问题到十一点半了。
One time for 3 months in the States, she would sit at the back and not say one word until we finish our question and answer period.
四五个月
，four or five months.
聚会完了，她会跑到前，爸爸，我乖乖没有。
After the meeting, she'd come up and say, "Dad, I'm a good girl. I'm a good girl."
我的孩子也是，男孩子也是这样。
My son was also like.
有一次我到他一个到一个房去。
Took him to a place.
想安静，他们就安静。
I said quiet, and they said.
等我出到外面去的时候
，After I left the place,
我说现在你们要大喊大叫可以了。
And I said now you can scream and yell.
他们不敢相信那句话。
They could not believe what they heard.
我说你要说哈，你说什么
？My daughter said what did he say?
你说我可以大喊大叫。
You said I can scream and yell.
我说现在可以了。
I said you can now.
他突然发现不知道叫什么。
She realized what to do.
叫乱叫一场。At least that is a relief. 他就给释放出来了。什么意思呢？今天因为很多 restriction， 所以我们还没有犯到我们要犯的罪。
The reason is because of the many restrictions we have not sinned to our potential.
换一句话说，因为有律法，我们都假乖了。
In other words, we all act as good kids because of the law.
假乖，假乖，假乖，假乖，假乖，假乖，假乖。
Good kids, everyone.
很多人。
A lot of people.
什么 good kid 照惯啊，所以很多人呢，很多人在自己的家乡就乖得不得了。
Some people are real nice kids at home.
一路旅行到别的城市，什么事都敢做。
But once they leave their home, they do everything they can do.
哇，感谢你，这个面孔这里没有人认识的。
对 ，Lord, I thank you. No one knows me here.
当一犯罪的时候
，When they sin,
就证明你的神学又错了。
That proves that your theology is wrong.
因为你信的神是无所不在的，你忘记了。
Because you believe in an omnipresent God, you forgot.
怪不得信耶稣很难，算了，不信算了。
The one that's so hard to be a Christian forget.
你明白我讲什么
？You understand?
是道德有瑕疵。
So morality,
法律、良心、外面、里面、人情、面貌、名字，这样的办法。控制我们，使我们不大敢犯罪。
The law, my conscience, moral, my faith, my status, everything controls me. I don't sin.
神把这个 common grace 赐下来。
God gave us this common grace.
为了要维持社会秩序。
In order to maintain social order.
但是
，But
你发现了二十世纪，人继续不断。用这些的理论要破坏 social order。
You have discovered how man has tried to disrupt social order.
Legalize abortion.
堕胎合法化
，legalize homosexual
同性恋
，legalize lesbian
同性恋合法化，
不但合法，连牧师都替两个男人证婚。
Not only legalize it, but pastors sometimes perform a marriage ceremony for two men.
以后要生什么出来，我不知道。
What kind of kid are they going to give birth to? I don't know.
有的牧师替两个女人证婚。
Some pastors marry two women.
啊，这个世界正在慢慢破坏这个东西。那么你说这什么意思呢
？So so what does it mean?
很简单了。Gagarin 的理论对了，所以神的权柄越来越小了。
So it must be simple. Gagarin's right. God's power is going down.
权柄越来越大了。
And man's power is going up.
Van Til 的思想。
The thoughts of Van Til.
我是听来的，我没有看过他的书。
I have not read his books. I heard from other sources.
但我知道这个是对的。
I know that this is right.
我自己研究圣经，我看到了。
Because in my study of theology, I've seen it.
什么呢
？What is it?
The removal of the common grace.
普遍恩典的拿取，挪去。
到末世的时候
In the end time,
神要慢慢把这些的恩典拿去
God will gradually take away these common graces.
上帝是历史的主,
for he is the Lord of history.
你不要以为人可以
Don't think that man can push God to a corner.
没有这一件事,
no such thing.
我相信从永恒到永恒, 神是主动的, 神是sovereign God.
I believe that from eternity to eternity, God is the sovereign God.
神是有绝对主权的上帝,
he is the God of absolute sovereignty.
神不是人要他, 他就有用, 不要他, 他就没用。
God doesn't become useful only when you need him and useless when you don't need him.
你要信他, 他就能救你, 你不要信他, 他也没有办法, 那样的上帝不是上帝。
When you believe in him, he will save you. When you don't believe in him, there's nothing you can do. This is not a God.
圣经所讲的神是拣选人的神。
The God of the Bible is the God who chooses.
拯救人的神,
a God who saves.
是主动预备救恩的神,
a God who takes the initiative to prepare salvation.
在基督里面预定我们得救的神,
he has predestined us to be saved in Jesus Christ. We thank God,
主动的上帝,
because this God of initiative, this God has absolute sovereignty, has said from the mouth of Jesus Christ,
当人子再来的时,
so when the Son of Man comes again,
不发的事要增多,
lawlessness will increase.
在人子来的时候,
when the Son of Man comes,
有信德的人多吗? 是一个问号,
will there be many who are good?
有信德的人有废什么?
Will the faithful be many?
多吗? 有很多人失去信心。
A lot of people will lose their faith.
但基督再来的时候,
but when Christ comes again,
就是末世论的时候,
and that is when the end time comes,
什么事情发生呢?
These things will happen.
家畜淫乱,
there will be lust and immorality.
人要像索多玛、蛾摩拉的日子一样,
men will live as if they lived in days of Sodom and Gomorrah.
人要像过去那样大胆犯罪一样,
they will live and sin with boldness as in the past.
主知道的,
the Lord knows.
那么是不是主被逼到没有办法去看这个失败呢?
Then does it mean that the Lord is now squeezed into a corner and failed? No.
神是任凭人的神,
because God is a God who allows
sin. 我稍微提到几个特殊的名词啊,
so let me mention a few special terms.
我所谓特殊名词不是指你们不常用,你们都用过,
by special terms I don't mean things you haven't used before. 这个名词含神永恒的旨意,
有关于神的意志, the will of God, 有关系的一些名词,
but I will give you a list of the words that have a relationship with God's will.
神的计划,
God's plan.
第二,
2,
这, 有关于神旨意和他的意志的, 啊, 或者就把旨意放在第一, 神的旨意,
God's will, number one.
神的计划,
his plan.
神的安排,
his preparation.
神的引导,
his guidance.
神的许可,
his allowing.
神的任凭,
his giving up.
啊, giving up, 对, 也是神的这个最后是这个神的干涉,
and his intervention.
那么这些都是有关于神的
all these terms are used to describe God's will and his initiative.
神的旨意,
his will.
这是最严肃的,
this is the most serious.
神的计划,
his plan.
神的这个许可,
his allowing.
神的安排,
his arrangement.
神的引导,
his guidance.
神的许可,
and his giving up.
神的任凭, 神的干预,
and his intervention.
那么这些都是有关于神的旨意和神的意志的事情。
These concern God's will.
许多时候成就的事你以为一定就是神的旨意,不是,可能是不过是神的许可而已。
Sometimes when a thing is accomplished, you think it must be the will of God. No, it may be God's allowing.
最高的是神的旨意和他的计划。
The highest is God's will and his plan.
接下来我们看见,就神的许可这个层次。
Then we see the level of God's allowing.
最低的是神的任凭。
And the lowest level is God's giving up.
当一个人就走在神任凭道路中间的时候,他以为他是最自由,他以为
when God has given up on a man, the man thinks that he is absolutely free.
当你以为你很自由, 神没有你的办法的时候,
when you think that you are so free that God cannot be with you anymore, this is a time when you have been given up.
神所任凭的,
what God gives up
是最可怜的,
is the most pitiful.
感到自己可怜,
yet they don't think that they're pitiful, they think they're free.
你在罗马书第一章看见这一名词三次显现出来,
you see this term appear three times in chapter 1 of Romans.
上帝就任凭他们,
God gave them up.
上帝就任凭他们,
God gave them up.
上帝就任凭他们,
God gave them up.
上帝任凭他们自由犯罪, 什么意思呢?
God gave them up to freedom to sin.
上帝用道德功能的恩典, 又是他们的力量都把它拿掉,
God has taken away the strength of His common grace that you to
receive. So in the
book of Ezekiel, what do you see?
你看见上帝的荣耀在上帝的殿中慢慢挪去，到最后离开了上帝的百姓。
We see the glory of God eventually leave bit by bit from the holy temple and then away from His people.
你看见教会也是如此。
We see the church likewise.
你看见社会也是如此。
The society as well.
神的荣耀慢慢离开人们。
As God's glory is departing from mankind.
这个神是主动的，不是人能够把它赶掉，是他主动的离开，任凭你过一个犯罪没有恩典的生活。
It is by God's initiative that He's leaving and giving you up to a life of sin.
一个不是主动的上帝就不是上帝。
God that does not take the initiative is not God.
我再讲一次。
一个不是主动的上帝就不是上帝。 A God who doesn't take the initiative is not God.
相信神和相信神的主权是不可以分开的。
So believing in God cannot be separated from believing in God's sovereignty.
那么到最后末世的时候呢？
In the end time,
那个拦阻拿掉了。
When the barriers are all lifted,
大救人就显现出来了。
Big sinner comes out.
这是 dispensationalism 特别爱谈的问题。
Dispensationalist love to talk about.
那个拦阻拿掉了。
When the barrier is taken away.
我相信就是那个 common grace 慢慢就取掉了。
And I believe that it is because of the common grace lifted.
任凭人去犯罪。
God gives up man to a sinful life.
是神没有力量吗？
Is it because God's impotent?
不是。
No.
是神等到这个时候，突然间基督再来的时候，就成为上帝的国了。
Because God is going to wait until Christ comes to establish His kingdom in a sudden.
正像但以理书里面那个石头降临的时候，就变成一座大山，是突然的。 Mutation.
Just like the rock that fell on the statue in Daniel and crushed the statue.
好，我们现在来了解怎么样改正这个历史观。
So now let us understand how to readjust things
on the world. 成为基督的国不是慢慢变成的。
The kingdom of this world becoming the kingdom of Christ is not a gradual process.
地上的国要变成基督的国，是福音传。到末世的时候，神的选民仍然是神的选民，但是神的儿子耶稣再来的时候，突然上帝的荣耀大大彰显。
It is in a sudden moment where as we share the gospel, those whom God has chosen will come to the end times and all of a sudden Christ's kingdom will come up.
这个应许,
this is the promise.
新天新地,
new heaven and new earth.
这个应许,
this promise.
神与人同在,
God will be with man.
这个应许,
this promise.
永远的荣耀,
this eternal glory.
这个应许,
this promise.
还是成为我们盼望的,
this promise is the basis of our hope.
你是谁?
Who are you?
你是基督徒?
You're a Christian.
我是谁?
Who am I?
我是基督徒.
I'm a Christian.
我为什么会在世界上?
Why am I living here?
我在世界上我的目的是什么?
What is the purpose of my life?
我的使命是什么?
What is my mission?
为什么我生在这个世界?
Why did I live? Why was I born in this generation?
这个时代如同明光照耀,
to shine like stars in this generation.
好像这个光, 照耀在宇宙的中间一样,
just like the light that shines the whole universe.
那么对世界的看法如何?
So how do you look at this world?
我告诉你, 对世界的看法, 我知道这个世界是悲观的。
I know that it is pessimistic to look at this world.
我因对世界的看法是悲观的, 我就觉得很消极嘛。
And because I have a pessimistic view of the world, should I therefore live a negative life?
Exactly opposite.
刚刚相反,
我知道世界是悲观的, 我要很积极。
I know that the world is pessimistic, but I will be optimistic.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
带领我们每一个人用这样积极的精神面对败坏的世界。
May we face this corrupted world with a positive attitude.
这世界是黑暗的。
This is a dark world indeed.
所以需要光。
Therefore needs light.
耶稣说, 你们是世界的光的时候, 就已经暗示了这世界是黑暗的，不然不需要你了。
When Jesus Christ said, you are the light of the world, he is hinting. This world is dark.
他讲你是世界的光的时候, 已经把世界观的要领把它提出来了。
When he said that you are the light of the world, he has already given you the main theme of his world view.
世界的人, 堕落的理性, 想尽各样的办法把这个世界改好。
The people of this world try to improve this world with their fallen rationality.
请问这45年, 联合国做些什么?
Let me ask you, what has the UN accomplished in these 45 years?
请问, 这几十年来, 世界人类的和平, 达到些什么重要的事情?
Let me ask you, what has man achieved regarding world peace?
你说, 哎呀, 越讲越悲观, 那么不要积极, 还是要积极做。
You say, boy, I'm so pessimistic, I don't want to be positive, yet you must be positive.
世界的盼望不是共产主义。
The hope of this world lies not in communism.
共产主义没有到的时候
，before communism even came，
大家都失望的不得了，以为这个一来总解决。
Everybody was so disappointed that they thought when communism comes, everything will be solved。
等来了以后，等了几十年，哎，也不过如此。
When communism came, they waited for a few decades and say, well, such and such。
从哲学的观点来看
，from the philosophical viewpoint，
存在主义。等得不能再等了。
Existentialism cannot wait anymore.
个人就走自己自在化自我的道路算了，不必管太多。
So everybody said, forget it. I will live an absolute life for myself.
也不是盼望。
This is not their hope.
为什么呢
？Why?
共产主义只能均穷，不能均富。
The communism can only take care of the poor.
No, can only equalize human beings into poverty, not equalize into the richness. 所以呢，共产主义的国家要比其他的国家，这个严格的说起来比较穷。
Strictly speaking, communist countries are poorer than other countries.
不过大家穷没有妒忌也不错了。
But if everybody is poor, no one's jealous. That's okay.
好过有穷有富，眼睛一个大一个小，麻烦不得了。但没有办法解决人类问题。
Therefore, there's no way you can resolve.
Existentialism 也没有办法解决世界问题。
Existentialism cannot solve the problem.
什么叫 existentialism?
What does it mean?
你们有一些。可能是15年前在台湾读了很多存在主义哲学的书的，但有的什么都不只读爱情小说的，我不管你就是。
Some of you may have read about existentialism tens or so years ago.
OK， 存在主义什么讲什么呢
？What does it mean? Existentialism.
我把存在主义所有的理论归纳起来，用几句话来描写哈。
I try to describe existentialism with a few sentences.
我发现奇怪 ，existentialism 的大师都提到 nothingness, emptiness。
All the great thinkers of existentialism talk about nothingness, emptiness.
这个为什么 existence 不 empty 呢 ？Nothing 一定要连在一起呢
？Why do they link the existence with emptiness and nothingness?
我就想 ，they discuss emptiness as if emptiness is not emptiness.
他们讨论虚空，好像虚空并不是虚空。
They discuss nothingness as if nothingness exists.
他们讨论无有，好像无有存在。
And they discuss existence as if existence.Existence does not exist.
他们讨论存在，好像存在不存在。
所以 ，to turn existence into emptiness, and to turn emptiness into existence, that is existentialism.
所以他们把存在变成虚空，把虚空变成存在，这就是存在主义。
您注意看嘛，他们讨论了虚空存在最重要的字 ：existence, emptiness, nothingness, authenticity, freedom, absolute.Absolutize yourself, for 这个 liberty 还有提到什么？这个 moment 提到什么？到关于 anxiety, anguish, anxiety, anxious 焦虑的问题，都是这个问题。
They all talk about these things.
人类要到哪里去
？So where is mankind going?
人类要到哪里去
？Where is mankind going?
历史要走到哪里去
？Where is history going?
我还有很多话要讲。
There are many things I want to say.
其实我们从政治来看。
From the political viewpoint,
从社会来看
；from the social viewpoint,
从宗教来看
；from the religious viewpoint,
从神学来看
；from the theological viewpoint,
从哲学来看
；from the philosophical viewpoint,
我告诉你，人类呢，外面做得很好看
；man has a good surface,
人心灵里面的空虚越来越大
；yet their emptiness inside is getting bigger and bigger.
没有一个理论可以解决
；there is no theory that can resolve this.
天主教的一个学者叫做 Hans Kuhn，
Hans Kuhn, a Catholic thinker.
他写这样的话语
He wrote,
时间到了
Time has come.
我们可以好好分析人类产生的各样的理论的缺点在
We can start analyzing the flaws of all the theories of mankind.
时间到了
Time has come.
我们可以看见他们自己表现出他们缺乏在哪里
We can see that where their flaws are, where they have shortages.
我们可以看见
We can see now.
神的话安定在天
God's word is established in heaven
在我没有一样科学的发现会打倒基督教的信仰
No scientific discovery
在我
can match Christianity
没有一种政治的逼迫同杀害会消灭基督教的
No persecution and killing can destroy Christianity
在我没有一个就出卖教会信仰的人能够把神的儿女把它完全灭绝净尽。
No one who betrays the faith of God can destroy God's children.
那我们的责任是什么
？What is our responsibility?
我现在呼喊出来。
I now shout it out at you.
重新建立纯正的信仰。
Re-establish the pure faith.
重新得回传福音的火焰。
we gain the burning desire for the gospel.
重新让神圣的信仰来建立我们传福音的火焰，焚烧我们，使我们在这个时代再一次放在祭坛上。
May the pure faith establish us. May the burning desire burn us that we once again offer ourselves on the altar.
虽然这个世界是很令人悲观的
，even though this world is a pessimistic world，
但是信仰的人是很积极、很勇敢，把自己献上。
Yet the faithful are positive. They are courageous. They dedicate themselves.
谁是这样的人？
Even though it is like this，
谁是这样的？
Who is like this？
如果神再给我十五年
，If God gives me 15 more years，
我知道我要做什么。
I know what I want to do。
如果神只给我十年
，If God only gives me 10 years，
我也知道我要做什么。
I will know what I want to do。
我对现在许多的教会领袖是很失望。
I am disappointed in many church leaders。
不但是中国的，连西方的都失望。
Not only Chinese church leaders, but Western ones as well。
我现在对许多的神学家很失望。
I am disappointed in many theologians。
他们除了能制造一些有学位教会所需要的某一种功能以外，没有办法解决真正大的问题。
Other than producing a lot of degrees that are suited for some people in the church, they haven't done much.
对现在许多的所谓大布道家很失望。
I am disappointed in a lot of so-called great evangelists.
他们除了能够召集许多人给他们来听一些的道理以外，没有办法把真正能够架起新的生命的那个知识真理的这个信仰基础给他们。
Other than attracting big crowds, they have not been able to give the crowd the true framework of faith.
我们要做的事太多。
We have too many things to do.
我们要付的战场太苛刻了。
It is a hard battlefield out there.
我们用一节的圣经做结束。
We'll conclude with a Bible verse.
哥林多后书
，Second Corinthians
第十章
，Second Corinthians chapter 10.
我们第四、第五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 10 verses 4 and 5.
第五节，我们征战的兵器。本不是输血气的，乃是在上帝面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒，这样各样的计谋，各样拦阻人认识上帝的那些至高的事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心力夺回，使他们都顺服基督。
The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
Don't think you only go to preach gospel and everything is completed.
不要以为你只是去传福音，一切就会成就。
Don't think that you need not to understand what is going on in sinners' thought in their ideological stronghold.
不要以为你不需要明白罪人的思想结构。
Don't think that youcan work as if no warfare is there.
不要以为战争不会发生。
Don't think just you go to give some Christian knowledge, you can turn the world upside down.
不要以为只给一些基督教的认识，世界就会给你翻动。
Let us understand our enemy is so fearful.
我们要明白敌人是很凶猛。
Because he knows his end is near.
因为他知道他的末期快到。
And he knows better than you know.
他比你更清楚。
Until you come back.And to find out how to involve yourself submissively below the sovereignty and the eternal will of God.
除非你回到神永远的主权底下。
Where are you?
你在哪里？
Why are you here?
你为什么在这里？
Why conference here?
为什么有个夏令会？
Why we talk about being the witnesses of God?
为什么我们说要做时代的见证人？
In our generation.
在这个时代里。
Why?
为什么？
做祷告。
Let us pray.